Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I happened to come across an article talking about the benefits of walking during the coronavirus pandemic. And I thought, you know what, that would probably be a good thing to share with all the folks this week. I don't know where you live, but here in the state of Michigan, the snow is beginning to melt. The temperatures during the day are increasing, sun shining today. Next week in the forecast, it looks like by Tuesday and Wednesday, we're looking at temperatures nearing 60 degrees, which is great. Get that nice fresh air. Maybe open up the house. We'll probably open the house up on Tuesday and Thursday, at least during the day, to get a good cross breeze in there, kind of air it out, after being locked up all winter. With the warmer temperatures, I've been noticing out on my walks in the morning that there are beginning to be more and more people out walking as the temperatures, again, as I said, begin to rise. It gets people a little bit more active outdoors. And so, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people that have dropped off last fall, when the first snow started to hit. I noticed that a lot of people pretty much stopped walking when the snow began to fall. But now those people are starting to come back. So that is super great. I found the article from MSN.com on why walking is the best exercise during the COVID-19 lockdowns. And so I want you to read that article. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that, and it'll go direct you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right-hand corner of the blog, it says Search Archives, and type in walking benefits and safety tips, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast with access to the article from MSN and also an article from Healthline.com. Now, I wanted to share some information from the Healthline.com article. Again, I want you to click on through to our blog post and read the full article on Healthline's website. As far as benefits for walking, one of the ones that I'm going to share with you is strengthens your heart. Walking at least 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week can reduce your risk of heart disease. It says if you increase the duration and the distance that you're walking, it will help lower it even more. But walking just at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So you break out a chunk of time like I do in the mornings. I break out a chunk of time, 30 to 45 minutes to do my walk. I usually walk about a mile and a quarter in that time, even with my legs as messed up as they are. So I do that for between 30 and 45 minutes, Monday through Friday. Actually, now it's going to be Monday through Saturday. I decided I was going to add Saturday to my walking schedule. So just walking that little bit, hey, listen to an audiobook, listen to your music. I use that time to listen to an audiobook. Great time to just take some time to enjoy nature, space out, you know, just enjoy the fresh air, enjoy the quiet. So it strengthens your heart, and that's a real important thing. The second one is very, very important, especially in this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Boost your immune system. A study found that adults who walked 30 to 45 minutes a day, number one, had fewer sick days, so they called in to work sick less. They had fewer respiratory infections. And if they did get sick, the symptoms weren't as severe. So they had less symptoms due to a boost to their immune system. So again, during this COVID-19 pandemic, what are we concerned about? We're concerned about our immune system. So any way that we can do that to boost it, to help protect us a little bit better from any viruses, that's going to be the way to go. And again, walking 30 to 45 minutes a day helps to boost your immune system. A third one is also important due to the coronavirus pandemic, and that is mental health benefits. Walking can help to improve your mental health, reduce anxiety and depression, and it can also increase your self-esteem. So I know a lot of you out there are anxious with this whole coronavirus pandemic. I'm one of them. I find that going out for that 30 minutes, listening to an audiobook, helps to brighten my mood, increase my self-esteem a bit, but also help to lower my anxiety and certainly my depression. Now, a few tips that I want to share to keep you safe while you're walking. The first tip that they have here is walk in designated areas. So if you walk in an area that's designated for pedestrians, out where I live here in town, we've got sidewalks all over. Out where I live, out in the sticks, there is a sidewalk or a walking trail that can be utilized to walk in. Be very, very careful. If you're in an area that doesn't have sidewalks, do a Google search online for ways to stay safe when walking. And it'll give you tips like walking against traffic, staying on the side of the road, wearing reflective material so that you can be highly visible. Do a Google search on how to stay safe in a situation like that. The next tip they have for you is stay hydrated. Drink water both before and after you walk to help, number one, flush out the toxins, especially after you walk. Helps to get rid of the toxins in your body. And then also to prevent any dehydration issues that you may come across, like side stitch is a big one. I've had that before. Not fun. Staying hydrated will help reduce potential issues that you may have from working out. Last tip I have for you here from Healthline is good shoes. Make sure you wear appropriate footwear that offer good support for your heels and your arches. Very, very important that your feet don't hurt while you're walking. So definitely don't go out in Crocs. Don't go out in sandals. Find a nice, comfortable pair of shoes, ones that are designed for walking, like a cross trainer or a walking shoe. There are walking shoes out there, but like a cross trainer or a walking shoe. Again, something that has good heel support and good support for your arches. Again, I want you to check out the full article from Healthline. Easily do that. You go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and that'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, upper right on that blog, you just type in walking benefits and safety tips. And it'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast and links to the articles from both MSN and Healthline. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I hope you have a very good, a very safe, and a very warm upcoming week. Take care.